Hi, everyone. I'm Bill Newell. Our Red Sox insider, Andy Carboni, is here with us with news and commentary on the Red Sox and Major League Baseball and beyond. And Andy, let's begin with the Red Sox and Jackie Bradley Jr. What a season he is having, and he's come on strong the last couple of weeks.
He certainly is, Bill. He is just on fire right now, carrying a 15-game hitting streak coming into Tuesday night's game here at Fenway. He's obviously hitting well in spurts. Last year we saw some time where he was on fire, but then he'd go into another long slump. Hopefully this is going to stick with it. But, last night his first Major League Grand Slam, drove in six runs. He's playing, obviously, stellar defense. And, he is just the hottest batter in the Red Sox lineup. There's no question about that.
Well, David Ortiz is going to retire at the end of the year, but he's not tiring out at the plate at all. He had three home runs in that Yankee series in New York last weekend, so he continues to get the job done and delivering big hits and being at the plate in big situations.
Absolutely. He added three more hits last night, drove in a couple more runs. Hopefully, I'm hoping he reconsiders at some point, because he is just, he's on a nice run, and if he continues this kind of production throughout the season, that's obviously a big lift, but unfortunately, it's going to be a big hole to fill for the Red Sox going into next season. But it's going to be fun to watch the rest of the year with Big Poppy, that's for sure.
Well, if Ted Cruz can reconsider, I think David Ortiz is in far sounder ground than he is. So, yeah, maybe.
Absolutely. It's all good. He doesn't say, I decided to change my mind. I'm coming back. So, and no one would look the other way, that's for sure.
Not at all. Well, let's talk about pitching. Buchholz and Price. But Buchholz, pulls down the win Monday night. But, I mean, it doesn't hurt to get double-digit runs scored in your favor.
Well, absolutely. I mean, his numbers are just pretty bad. I'd be nice about it.
Pretty bad.
Yeah, pretty bad. I mean, I'm just kind of hoping that the infamous Clay Buchholz injury is going to find its way in and put him on the disabled list for a while, because I don't know what it is about him. I mean, every year you see him out there, he goes through the motions, it seems like. He has some good spurts, some bad spurts, but he doesn't seem like he's that into it. I don't know if it's just the facial expressions or his mannerisms or what his situation is, but I don't know. I think it's – I'll put it this way. I'm happy he's going to be a free agent at the end of the season, because I think his time here is worn out its welcome. He will be on the disabled list before you know. I mean, his ERA now is 5.9. Like you said, he got the 14-run support last night. And right behind him, obviously, the $30 million man with David Price. I mean, great, he's 4-1. The ERA is almost 7 at this point. It's 6.75, and the velocity is down. I mean, he could be injured. Who knows what the situation is there? We're just hoping. He's supposed to be a warm weather type pitcher, and things starting to heat up on the thermometer a little bit. Maybe he'll start to turn things around. But on the flip side, I mean, we got to really enjoy sit back and watch Stephen Wright pitch. It's circa the Tim Wakefield great times he had here pitching for the Red Sox. It's fun to watch, and hopefully he can keep it up. But as well as you know, the knuckleball guys, they're up and down. You never know what's going to happen. So just enjoy the run while you have it.
Yeah, I read a column earlier that, I mean, Wakefield in his days with the Red Sox, had some years where he was, didn't he lead in innings a number of times? I mean, here's a guy that lead in innings. I'm not quite sure about that, but or at least be two or three in innings. I mean, he was coming in. He was starting. He was relieving all in the same week. I mean, he was their go-to guy at different times in his career. What a great career he had, too.
Absolutely. I mean, you could say that, Stephen Wright, at the age of 31, if he's really found it with a knuckleball, I mean, he could pitch another 10 years in the majors and have a Tim Wakefield kind of career. And obviously, if he has any issues, he's got Tim Wakefield in his back pocket. He'll come down and show him a few things and have his own little private pitching coach. But, he was just outstanding at Yankee Stadium on Sunday night.
Yeah. Blake Swihart down at AAA. Tell us about that.
Well, he's headed down to AAA to work on playing in the outfield. He's been playing left field, and give him a little more versatility when he comes back up to the Red Sox. And obviously, he's not going to catch, I wouldn't think, all that much with Christian Vasquez and Ryan Hannigan being splitting the job. But Red Sox technically could carry a third catcher. He can go in the outfield. He is a hitter. I mean, he's not going to be a guy that's going to give you 20 home run power, but he should be a guy that's going to bat 280, 290, and if he comes back up here, starts to hit a little bit, he could be a very important trade piece come the trade deadline. Maybe maybe package him in a deal to get that all-elusive top starting pitcher to go along with David Price for the stretch run.
Andy Carboni is here with us, our baseball insider. Let's go to some national topics here, and National League, if you will, and American League, I suppose. Let's go to Chicago. That's where the story is at. with both the Cubs and the White Sox leading their divisions by decent margins. Tell us about that. I mean, that's just unexpected.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, not from the Cubs standpoint, obviously. That was expected with what the Cubs have put together for a team and the early outlook for coming off of last year. They're currently riding a 7-game winning streak. They're 24-6. They're just on fire to start the season. But the on the flip side, on the south side of town, no one really expected the White Sox to jump out to a great start that they've had. They've won 4 in a row. They have a 6-game lead in the Central. It's the first time since 1973 that this late in the season, not that it's that late, being May 10th, but that the White Sox and the Cubs have been in first place in their divisions at the same time. So who knows? It could be a Subway Series in Chicago. That would be quite interesting.
Yeah, and they have the both of those two teams have the biggest leads of any teams in their divisions of the 6 divisions. I got to do my math here, counting up 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. Yeah,
yes,
there you go.
Do. Absolutely, Cubs have an 8-game lead, and the White Sox a 6-game lead. So things are all good in Chicago.
And last thing, National League is now scoring more runs than the American League. Tell me about that.
Yeah, that's another little interesting note early in the season, but at this point, the first time since another way back time, but 1974, we just talked about 1973 with the Cubs and White Sox, but at this point in the season, it's the first time since 1974 that the National League is outscoring an average per game runs over the American League. So at this point, the National League is averaging 4.47 runs a game, and the American League just over 4 runs a game at 4.01. So I don't know what that really means in the grand scheme of things, but just a little interesting nugget to throw out there.
Probably powered by the old Big Red Machine back then, maybe. I'm not sure. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure that had a lot to do with it. Absolutely.
All right, there he is. He's Andy Carbone, our baseball insider, with us here. I'm Bill Newell here on MSONewsSports.com.